You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
And I'm Joni Harwell.
It is time for another KFUO history story. Looking forward to chatting with our friend, the Reverend Dr. Stanish Stanley from Christian Friends of New Americans in just a moment. Thanks to Concordia University Wisconsin for supporting The Coffee Hour. Find out more about Concordia University Wisconsin at cuw.edu.
Live uncommon.
Joining us today, the Reverend Dr. Stanish Stanley, Executive Director, Christian Friends of New Americans. Pastor Stanish, welcome back.
Thank you very much, sir.
You have been a friend of KFUO for quite some time now. I want to go back to the early days, even before the early days of you being a guest on KFUO. Tell us about your story and when you came to the story of coming to St. Louis.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll have to begin from the beginning, I think. And
I like it.
So it's going to be a long story.
That's fine. We're here
Yeah, the story really begins for me and the connection with the LCMS is because the LCMS missionaries came to India in 1895, South India, and that's where the story of my people begins, becoming Christian and as a result, Lutheran Christians and all that. And my parents probably were maybe the first generation or the second generation of those among those people who went through the entire Lutheran system that was set up by the LCMS missionaries. And my father became a Lutheran pastor. He was posted to Mumbai in the 1970s. I was born there, brought up there, so far away from where the LCMS mission was and all that. But always grew up listening to stories from them about what the missionaries did and all that. And to cut a long story short, I became a Lutheran pastor myself in the 2000s. And as it turned out, my church president at the time, Reverend J. Samuel, told me, well, you're working in Mumbai as a pastor, that's all fine, but you got to go to the real seminary to study. And so the real seminary meant going to Concordia Seminary, St. Louis. And so that's how I ended up coming to St. Louis for my graduate school. And your worker at the time at KFUO, Mrs. Joni Harwell, who's sitting over here, my American mom, was so kind enough to, at that time, sponsor my wife and my eldest daughter at the time. She was not even three, also to come with us, with me to Concordia St. Louis. And so that's where my story really intersects with LCMS story here with KFUO probably later on a little while later. But that's how I ended up in St. Louis, went through graduate school, got a job at Christian Friends of New Americans in St. Louis and stayed here pretty much. So that's how I'm here since 2008.
Well, I think what's interesting with Stanish's life is how God brought him to St. Louis and how he now works with these immigrants and refugees who are coming from all over the world. You know, we who have grown up in America can't understand what they have gone through, but Stanish can because he's lived it himself. He lived in India. He had to go through systems and processes to get here to America. Mm-hmm. He has to live under the rules and obey the rules and everything. And so he has a way of teaching people from other countries how this works. And they're always thankful. I've heard a lot of people say, thank you, Pastor Stanish. And I think I wouldn't be able to relate to what he's talking about. So, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we're thankful that he's here. Besides that, I have three grandchildren as a result. So.
Yeah, she's very kind in saying that, yeah, they are her grandchildren.
But I might also share with you that Stanish's father came to America, and that's how the first thing starts, and it starts with KFUO. I was on my way to do some printing at the seminary. I met Stanish's father. His father, you know, we started talking, chit-chatting. Can you imagine him chit-chatting?
No, never.
And he told me he was from India, and I said, what a great interview. So immediately I said, let's do an interview on KFUO. You can talk about the church in India, what's going on, and how you are now here in America. And as a result of that, his mom and dad lived with us, and then Stanish and his family lived with us. And so KFUO was a focal point here. And I think it's interesting because it's always God bringing people together. And in this case, it was bringing families together so that eventually Stanish would be brought here to help other people.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I think Joni Auntie met my dad probably in the late 90s or maybe mm-hmm. just the 2000 The break
late 90s, yeah, because we celebrated 2000 with them. So, yeah.
I love how some of these interviews, you know, when you're like, oh, that sounds like a great story, and then however many years later, there's still connection going on with whoever you happen to have an interview with, and that is the case here, that you're still, we still have you on. I mean, how long have you been connected with KFUO then?
I think my first interview probably must have been 2010 or something along those lines. And it was definitely set up by Joni Andy. And I still remember the first time when I came to KFUO, I was all nervous about doing a radio interview because essentially I've never done a radio interview in my life. I'm not professionally trained or anything for this. So it was kind of, you know, an awkward moment. I was so nervous. But then Adi was kind enough to let me know that that it's about sharing the story of the Indian mission. It was something along those lines that I was supposed to talk about. And since I was doing my PhD in that field, I thought, okay, yeah, I'm kind of an expert here. I know what the LCMS missionaries did, which probably various people don't know. And so I'm in a good spot. And it's just a question of just going there and saying whatever questions are asked, saying the answers and things like that. So it was a nervous beginning, but I thought whoever was interviewing me at the time, I don't know, to remember, probably it was Roland Lettner or somebody else, made me feel comfortable. And I just went on a roll just talking about the Indian mission and how the Lutheran Church missionaries worked in India and all that. So it was really a great experience. Yes.
Now, had your father come to St. Louis to study as well?
That is correct. Yeah.
So he was a pastor, came to St. Louis to study. You were a pastor, came to St. Louis to study.
That is true. That's how it is.
And everybody ended up at the Harwell House.
Yes.
Yes.
And that's the amazing thing. And, you know, I think about talking about the Harwell House, being in the Harwell House, it is a truly cross-cultural encounter. The Lord says, go and make disciples of all nations. And it is like the Harwell home is the international house of the Harwells, because there's so many different people. They used to live at the seminary and near to the seminary when I was studying at the SEM. And so it was easy for me to stay with them. We stayed in their house for 10 years and they were so kind and so loving to us and my kids and family and everybody. But you wouldn't but notice it is not the Indians only who were there represented by us. Seminarians of all, you know, all nations from Africa, from different parts of Europe, they were all at the Harwell home for special gatherings and moments like that. And even today, even though she has moved now to South County, we have the South Asians, right? The Vietnamese families and the Ethiopian families who are a part of her house and household, and how she kind of reaches out to them in love. It's all probably the KFUO story kind of represented very well by Mrs. Harwell over here. So
that is true. It is the KFUO story, because I think the world needs to realize, and especially we as Christians, that we are all one in Christ. And I think that was always my hope with KFUO, with asking people from other nationalities to come and let them know that they are part of it. And at the same time, let our listeners know that, yes, we are brothers and sisters in Christ, and the gospel is going around the world, and we need to make people aware of that and encourage others to share through KFUO and through other Lutheran organizations how that gospel message can continue to get out. Because just think, 1895, over 100 years ago, the gospel came to, and it maybe through other churches it had come sooner than that, but think of the billions of people that are dying, our millions, close to billions, who are dying who don't know of Jesus Christ, and that KFUO is such an important part in sharing that message.
And what you were sharing about, it's KFUO story, it's the family story, it's the church's story that is woven through all those. I mean, that's what KFUO is. Mm-hmm. We are telling the church's story here, and the good news of Christ. And to get to be a part of that is such a privilege. What is, and now that you serve with Christian Friends of New Americans, what is the work of CFNA today? How does CFNA bring the gospel to those you serve?
Yeah, so Christian Friends of New Americans is a ministry to refugees and immigrants who are being resettled, especially in the St. Louis area. And so for CFNA to be the Lutheran Church's arm to take the gospel message out, to provide a platform for various Lutheran churches to go out and serve and also to witness in Christ's name to people who are coming from different countries, different religions, and different ethnic backgrounds is essentially what the ministry of CFNA is all about. So we've been blessed in many ways because of all these Lutheran congregations being here and also the various Lutheran believers who want to make a difference in the lives of others, but also do it in such a way that they give witness to their own faith and also serve people who are in need. And so that's what the ministry of CFNA is. It kind of does various activities and programs, whether it's ESL classes or after-school tutoring for kids or driver's ed for adults, citizenship classes, sewing for women, and heart-to-heart Bible studies and things like that for women as well. So in and through all these activities, what CFNA is trying to do is to bring the nations who are coming to this great city of St. Louis to know more about Jesus. They must not have heard it in their places, or they must have heard a misrepresentation of what Jesus and what the gospel really is, or what Christians really are, or who they are. And so we are opening the eyes of the nations to what really Christians represent, whom they believe, what they do, how they love their neighbor. So many things. And so that's essentially what CFNA does.
We're talking with Reverend Dr. Stanis Stanley, Executive Director of Christian Friends of New Americans, in our KFUO History Series today. We'll continue the conversation in just a moment right here on the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
And I'm Joni Harwell.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.
Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
And I'm Joni Harwell.
Our guest today, the Reverend Dr. Stanis Stanley, Executive Director of Christian Friends of New Americans, longtime friend of KFUO, a frequent guest here on KFUO, and talking about the work of Christian Friends of New Americans, the ways that CFNA connects Lutherans, congregations, volunteers right here in the St. Louis area with refugees and immigrants coming to the St. Louis area with opportunities to serve our neighbor in things that earthly needs, things that that practical needs, with also opportunities to witness, to share the good news of Christ through those conversations. How has, since CFNA has a gospel outreach, KFUO has a gospel outreach, how has KFUO and CFNA partnered together to carry out the gospel missions that we've been given?
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things, and I wanted to take a moment over here also to say this about KFUO. When I came here in 2008, and I was introduced to KFUO really by Joni Harwell, and in the car, for instance, and she used to play all her classic 99 music or the KFUO Bible studies. And especially I remember Pastor Lukomsky and his special smile and laughter as he shared
that you can hear.
Oh, you can hear it very well.
And it struck me that that is something that the LCMS missionaries did not set up in India. And so because they didn't set it up, none of us guys did it. So it's such a sad thing, but it's not to say that the LCMS missionary was supposed to do that. No, that should have been something that we should have done. The LCMS mission ended in 1956, for that matter. And so we should have taken that up, but it never happened. And I was struck by the fact that there is a radio station here with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod that is there to share the story, to share the gospel message, to take it out to people, to connect them to what they believe, to what they confess, to what they teach. And so when I started, the intersection of KFU and Christian Friends of New Americans is precisely in those areas. Like where KFU has really made an impact for CFNA is in getting the message out about what we do, about how various Lutheran church partners come out and serve, how people are impacted by the gospel. And now over here, just this past Sunday, we had two Nepali vicars who were ordained as pastors after going through the EIIT program at St. John's Lutheran Church, Morganford. Now, these are friends who are from Nepal. Nepal does not even have a Lutheran church over there. But there are Nepalese here who have become Lutherans. And now these vicars want to go back and work in their areas. So they also want to kind of encourage their people and bring them to faith in Christ into the Lutheran congregation there. So now what KFUO does in instances like this is to encourage people like Nabin Samal, Pastor Nabin Samal, who was ordained, or Pastor Ratna Monger, who was ordained and installed this past Sunday, to be in the message, to be blessed by the message, to be brought into the Lutheran congregation as a co-brother in Christ. And that's what essentially CFNA has been trying to do. But how do we make the Lutheran congregations also aware of these important and special things that are happening in our midst? CFNA does not have that kind of reach to go out and share this news to all our Lutheran church believers, but KFUO has. And so what CFNA has been blessed with is that platform that KFUO provides for this message to be taken out, so that the nations will know that, hey, yes, even the Lutheran Church is doing the various things that the Lord has asked them to do. So that's number one. Number two, of course, as from an organizational perspective, we have fundraisers, we have various things happening. We need support, and KFUO has been that platform that has helped us in those spaces and special places. Like, for example, the trivia night that we have, the golf fundraiser that we have. We used to have a 5K run and walk. Now all these have been special events, and to get that kind of support and also to get the message across to people to come out and support the Ministry of Christian Friends of New Americans, the ready platform that was available for us was always KFUO. And so we were very blessed in having that platform. And so KFUO is so special and so important in not only getting the message out, but also letting people be aware of all the various things that the church and its ministries do.
Well, and I think, as Stanish so well said, it's like a piece of the pie. An example I have is one of my dear friends who is Vietnamese. When she came from Vietnam, she went to Christian Friends of New Americans for their English as a Second Language courses. Eventually, her grandsons, by the grace of God, because her daughter's stepdaughter does my nails, I was allowed to bring them to church. This is how God works. I mean, this is it, folks. It's not this magical thing. It's normal day-to-day things. But anyway, I brought her little boys to church. And then this woman, my dear friend from Vietnam, said to me one day, I want to go to church with you. Now, she had been raised Buddhist. Mm-hmm. She started coming to our church. She has now been baptized. She is now confirmed. She's there every Sunday faithfully. When KFUO has their open house on October 12th, I'm going to bring... That's right, Dave.
Yes.
You are looking at me, Andy. When we have that open house, I'm going to bring her. This is another step where she will learn about Christian programming. But it's all these pieces of the pie that we as a church use to bring people to Jesus Christ and to help them know and to help them grow in their faith.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. How does CFNA use those normal daily things that Joni is talking about to reach people in their daily lives with this saving power of Jesus?
Mm-hmm. Well, for instance, you know, we have a driver's ed program. I think I even mentioned this some time ago. I think probably it was at the Sheraton that I mentioned this, that I teach driving to people who are at our center. There are so many volunteers from our churches who come and help us as well. There are staff also at CFNA that does these kind of activities. But one instance where I remember very, very clearly is when there were a group of Indian men who wanted to learn driving, and I was teaching them, and they had been in this country brought to build a Hindu temple in New Jersey, had gone through abuse and things like that, and kind of applied for asylum, got the opportunities, came to St. Louis, and somehow got connected to CFNA. And they were interested in knowing about how is this Indian guy a Christian guy? And, you know, what do you believe? We are Hindus or we are Buddhists. That's what they also said. And so it was my great opportunity to not only teach, but also to share what my history was. And my history is connected to the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod, you know, past, mission past and all that. And so I shared all of that. But then they wanted to know more about, why do I believe in Jesus and what is it about this Christian message? And so where do you go when you're in the car? And you immediately think about the radio. And so I said, hey, the best thing, place for me to really now educate these people and get them connected to something concrete that they could kind of access is just to turn the radio and go to K850 AM. And that's what I did. I shared. I remember there was a pastor kind of doing a Bible study at the time. So even though their English is not the greatest, but they listened in. And I do not know whether they might be listening to it every day in their lives, but that was the introduction that I got, an opportunity where the intersection of KFU and CFNA, a real, real daily life service activity and witness opportunity kind of intersected. Mm-hmm. And so there are various other ways by which we kind of share the gospel message. Of course, as the sewing class, for example, at CFNA, Mrs. Carol Buckman, who is one of our founders, she runs the program, and it's all Afghan Muslim women there. And so what she does is she plays the Jesus movie. So, of course, it's difficult to share the gospel with Muslims, and talking about Jesus might make them run away. But what a cool way of just showing a movie and then having a discussion around it. And so there's this talk about Isa Nabi, as they would call it. For us, this is Isa the Masih, which is Jesus the Messiah. And so conversations have happened as a result of that, which is, again, a witnessing opportunity for various Lutheran church women who come and volunteer in that space to engage with Muslim women who have heard from their imams or whatever that Christians are the infidels or mm-hmm. or not truly believers, you know. So these are some of the opportunities or ways by which we CFNA tries to kind of share the gospel message. Of course, the normal sharing of the gospel message happens through service of showing the love of Christ through the words and actions that we do for our friends at CFNA. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, as always, I love talking about the gospel and how we get to partner together in the gospel missions that we've been given. And it's also fun to come back to an important topic, and that is food. And since you've had the opportunity of being a part of the International House of Harwell, I have a question for both of you. What has been the most interesting food you've learned to eat or to cook since you've known each other and shared a, you know, living space over a period of time? What was it, 10 years that, 10 years, that your yes. family lived with the Harwells? Okay, yep. So we'll start with you, Stanish. What was the most interesting, maybe American food, Western food that you've learned about since you lived in the Harwell's home?
Well, I know that Joni Auntie loves her hamburger and then she loves her hot dogs. So, I tend to like both of them, yes, but more so the hot dogs than the hamburgers. My kids love the hamburger, I think, more than the hot dogs. So that's one thing that I've... American cooking is easy, is quicker, and it gets you going immediately.
At least mine, yes.
Yes. Well, as far as I know, yeah, that's what Auntie does is American cooking. So,
and hamburgers and hot dogs would not be popular in India, correct?
Oh, yes, of course not.
Yeah.
Not actually, let me tell you a story. When Stanish and Bina first came, we had a barbecue for them to introduce them to a lot of people. And we had hamburgers and hot dogs.
Oh, dear.
And Bina looked at Stanish and said, why are they eating dog?
Yes.
And I learned right then and there that we need to explain everything we're doing.
All right. What was the most interesting thing that you learned to cook or to eat having Stanish's family in your home?
Well, you know, Stanish's mother and father lived with us also mm-hmm. before Stanish and Bina and Catherine did. So I would say I really don't know. I've really learned to love to eat lamb, though. Mm. I like lamb much more than I thought I did when they make a lamb biryani. Or I guess we've never just made lamb by itself, but the lamb biryani I like very much. We make korma, am I saying that right? Mm-hmm. Which is a dish with vegetables in it. Lentils. I never used to, if my mother would have said to me, eat lentils, I would have said, are you kidding? Bina makes lentils and I could eat the whole pot of them. So there are a lot of different things that I've learned to eat and I enjoy them very much. And we have as Stanish said, we have a lot of people that come. So sometimes we have international parties and we have Ethiopian and Vietnamese and Indian. And then we have a little American food, too. But if you ever want an international flair, just come to the Harwells.
Well, I've enjoyed hearing your story. Stanish, thank you so much for being our guest and being a part of our KFUO history. And looking forward to our celebration of 100 years of proclaiming the good news of Jesus. Thanks for being our guest today.
Thank you, sir. I just have to say this, that, yeah, it's a blessing to be a part of the KFUO team and for all the great work that you do. Again, Romans chapter 10, verse 14 and 15. How will they come to know of the one in whom they are to believe without hearing it? And so you make it possible for people to hear it and have faith in Christ. Thank you so much for all that you do. And congratulations on the 100th.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
And I'm Joni Harwell.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.